This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live at ForkFest 2019. You can go to ForkFest.party and learn more about this event. It is just getting started. We're not even at the halfway point. That'll be late tomorrow when that happens, so you still have time to join us up here with you. Here it's Ian,
Arya,
and Vincent
as we continue picking apart this Facebook coin, aka Global Coin, which is something that it appears they want to take over the global marketplace for digital currency. And I think it's important to call this a digital currency because that's what it's going to be. It is not going to be a cryptocurrency. Yet every mainstream media publication that is reporting on this, including the crypto publications that I've seen, have been calling this a cryptocurrency, which I think is incredibly bad because it's mixing up this concept of this Facebook. And I think to just call it a Facebook coin isn't even as accurate as to call it like mega corporate coin, because now you've got, according to this article at the Wall Street Journal, which is being cited in a variety of places, PayPal, Uber, yeah, MasterCard, Visa, and I'm sure others who've yet to be named. This is all from an insider source. None of this is, you know, publicly announced information by Facebook yet, but these are massive mega corporation, massive billion, multi-billion, trillion-dollar companies in the case of, like, Visa and MasterCard.
And that's right? The danger here. I mean, as we were discussing a moment ago in the break, somebody mentioned investment or trying to make money, but it's a stable coin. So that's not on the table as long as it's actually functioning as a stable coin.
So it, how are they going to make money off of this?
I don't think it's about money. It's about control. It's about squeezing out actual cryptocurrencies because Facebook has an edge with reaching people and appealing to people. They can push this right into the faces of something like 1.5 billion people.
Well, MasterCard already has, and Visa already have, control over the credit card digital payments market.
Right, and cryptocurrency is a direct threat to that.
But what is Facebook coin going to do to help them? I mean, are they going to start charging
fees? They're
buying
their stake in the new world, is essentially what they're doing. And hoping,
but they
got
to get
can
fees, right? MasterCard and Visa have to pull massive fees in order to exist because they have huge bureaucracies, huge companies to support.
I'm sure that's the purpose of the node, is to make some sort of fee from this.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what the fee structure is going to be, because if there's no crypto, or, you know, it's not a cryptocurrency. Most cryptocurrencies have a mining process where there's a process that people can go into that generates more of the coins. If this is going to be somehow backed by a basket of currencies, it couldn't be mined into existence, right? Or it's all very confusing to me as to exactly how this is going to play out. Because MasterCard, I was watching a video recently. It was a guy from MasterCard from, like, Asia. But he was, like, British or whatever. He was speaking English. And it was basically a hit piece against Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. He was talking about how bad cryptocurrency is and how great MasterCard is, because MasterCard is completely regulated. MasterCard is controlled by government regulations. We know where the money's going to. We know where the money's coming from. We have know your customer requirements.
These were marks in their favor? This is why you should use this?
This is MasterCard's. This is their belief system, right?
Perspective is weird, because I hear this is a list of reasons why you should not use
this. That's right. Well, because we're people who appreciate freedom and people who appreciate being outside of these control systems and control grids and all that. But MasterCard is a completely obedient company. You know, they're tied in with the banks, they're tied in with the governments, and this video, and we are getting a bit of a shower here now at Rogers Campground, but this video was all about, like, showing off to the government how obedient MasterCard is, and how, you know, the government...
Well, who doesn't like a good sub?
The reason I point this out is because MasterCard is not a friend of cryptocurrency. And the reason why I was watching this video in the first place is because MasterCard invested into a company called DCG, which stands for the Digital Currency Group. Guess who DCG invested in?
Facebook.
Maybe, but DCG invested in a company called Blockstream. Have you ever heard of them?
I've heard it, and I remember they suck,
Blockstream,
but I don't remember why.
Blockstream is the company that is behind the Lightning Network. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah. I tend to avoid it.
Can you explain briefly what it is?
It basically moves your cryptocurrencies.
Bitcoin specifically is what it's on right now.
Right. It only uses Bitcoin. I think it's a bunch
for
of Bitcoin maximalists who are trying to work around Bitcoin's enormous problems without admitting that these enormous problems actually exist and cannot be solved by Bitcoin inherently. But it's basically an instantaneous network that's off the blockchain. Nothing actually gets written to the blockchain, which is what slows down
the blockchain's the ledger, the public ledger behind Bitcoin and other cryptos.
And it instead happens in this sort of network that's running behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And
if more you want centrally controlled.
Yes, absolutely. And if you want to put it back onto the blockchain, you can certainly do that. And that's when all of the fees and things like that will come into play.
Right.
But ideally, I mean, it's a useful thing on occasion.
Lightning? Have you used it before?
I have.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of it because
I don't
see the
point. Isn't it kind of complicated? Like, there's extra steps involved. Like, you got to fund your Lightning account first.
Well, it's just like any other wallet, mm-hmm. except it doesn't use the blockchain. So you would have to send Bitcoin to a Lightning wallet.
Right.
And from there, you send it to other Lightning addresses or even to a Bitcoin Core address.
Mm-hmm.
But so, I don't know if I'd say it's really more complicated, but why go through all of those steps when you can use Bitcoin Cash or Dash? Or even Litecoin or Ethereum or something that doesn't involve a $5 transaction fee to send $4 worth of Bitcoin.
The way I see it as an extra step is in order to create the Lightning account, you have to first send Bitcoin to that Lightning node, right? So you have to first acquire Bitcoin. Then you have to send it to the Lightning node in order to open your Lightning channel with your Lightning account. Then you can send on the Lightning network supposedly as much as you want until you then withdraw from the Lightning network at that point.
So see, it was a while ago, so I don't remember doing that initial step. I thought I was able to create the wallet first and then fund it.
Well, I mean, with Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So you have to get Bitcoin first in order to fund the Lightning Network.
Yeah, but I mean, you're going to have to get Bitcoin first in order to use Bitcoin anyway.
But with all the other ones that you mentioned, you just get the Dash and you can spend it immediately. Here, you have to get the Bitcoin, then put it in the Lightning node.
Yeah. It does involve an additional transaction.
Right. As I understand it. So it's an extra step. Anyway, the Lightning developers are employed by this company, Blockstream.
Oh, well, I don't like this at all.
Blockstream. And the people who support Lightning don't want to talk about this. Okay? Blockstream.
Is Chris Reitman joining us?
He's not here, but he may be showing up on Monday. Blockstream is the company that pays a number of, and I don't know how many, but at least a few of, the key Bitcoin BTC programmers. They're on their payroll. They're on the payroll of Blockstream, which has received money from the Digital Currency Group, which has MasterCard as an investor. So if you're playing follow the money here, you've got a serious problem on your hands. You've got a problem where MasterCard's money has funded the creation of the Lightning Network. MasterCard, the very same company that brags about how great it is because it's government regulated and how much they love the government and, you know, being controlled, is now influencing the future of Bitcoin as a cryptocurrency.
It gets one more reason to stay away from Bitcoin.
It gets worse. So there's another company called AXA. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
Look them up. It's the number two, according to Wikipedia, last I looked, the number two by, I believe, revenue, number two financial services provider on the planet. It's a French bank, basically. It's a French investment corporation, banking kind of investment corporation.
And yet I've never heard of them.
Well, they're French, and it's, you know.
But it's the number two on the planet.
Yeah, it's big, right? AXA. Okay. Well, guess who invested into Blockstream?
AXA.
The AXA put. Now, it wasn't clear how much, but when Blockstream was starting up, this is probably like circa 2014, 2015, somewhere in that range. When Blockstream, they had their initial investment phase of like $25 million. And then they did another investment, because like these big companies do investment rounds where they have like round A and then they have round B. So AXA came in on round B, and on round B they earned about $50 million of investment money. So by that time they totally had about $75 million in investments.
You know, and all of this is just proof that the Bitcoin Core developers and miners,
they're corrupted.
They do not care about you. They do not care about cryptocurrency.
No.
They're in it to make an investment.
They don't want a currency.
No,
you can't use Bitcoin as a currency.
No, anymore. They just want to hold it.
The fees are too high.
And make and that's by design.
Right. So
if they weren't high, they would generate a bunch of revenue-neutral transactions in order to drive up the amount of traffic on the blockchain and thereby increase the fees involved.
The fees.
They're corrupt.
Yeah, and so AXA put money in this second investment round, and they referred to AXA as one of the key players in that investment round. So it was probably a good chunk of the $50 million that came in was from this major bank backed by, or this major bank, which also was run by, it happened to be run by one of the Bilderbergers. I mean, you know. Just,
yeah, I just typed in its name. They have to do it for Rothschilds also in France.
All right, so more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Got more on Facebook Coin coming up, too, at ForkFest 2019.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite .com.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2019, the third year of ForkFest. And what is ForkFest? Well, it's an event that is a libertarian camping festival, but it is decentralized, meaning there's no one who is in charge. You got a problem? You better figure it out yourself, because there's nobody that you can go look to. I mean, you can talk to the campground staff. Obviously, they still are in charge of their own private property that we're on. But beyond the whatever the camp rules are, it's whatever you want to do. And so if that's cook some food for some folks that are here on the campground, as we already have at least one food booth that's opened up as of this morning, which is great, because last year we only had there was only one guy doing like burritos in the mornings, and there was nothing for the rest of the day. So we ended up going to the local tavern here just down the road that takes cryptocurrency, which is run by some really nice folks, but it's an expensive place to eat. And so I suspect that we're going to be eating a lot cheaper this year because we don't need to go down the road this year now that actually my roommate is cooking and you're helping him out, Vincent.
Absolutely. We're going to have s'mores tonight available
really?
For people.
You're
going to
be open late. How late?
Oh, absolutely. We haven't decided yet, but I'm going to be keeping burning. As long as I'm burning stuff, we're going to be serving s'mores. So.
Nice.
Fire.
And you're going to have actual food, not just s'mores as well.
Biscuits
and gravy.
Matt's got all the chicken out and stuff. It's going to be great.
Yeah, he was prepping all day the day before that we came up. So we came up yesterday. This is day number two of ForkFest. He was literally in the kitchen just constantly. And, in fact, he was so busy he couldn't come up with us on the convoy. We convoyed up from Keene, New Hampshire, where we live. He was still hustling in the kitchen getting ready for this. So, I mean, he's prepared. The real question that we're going to find out this weekend is, will there be more food than there is people to purchase it? Because we've heard people saying on, like, the ForkFest chat room on Telegram and the ForkFest forums, they've been announcing that they're going to be cooking. There's, like, one guy's going to do tacos. There's another guy doing chili. Different people who have different plans.
Well, I mean, that's good. It will lower
it
prices.
Good. It's going to lower prices, absolutely. I mean, the market will find its level, but...
I mean, especially here, of all places.
Yep, absolutely. So there's another spider on my folder this time.
It's kind of my hair this
exactly.
time.
Exactly. So, it'll be interesting to see who ends up actually showing up and setting up and how much food we have and how many people show up, because we don't know. There's no ticket prices. There's no statistics that we can really look at beyond maybe talking to the campground and asking them to look at their reservations they had last year at this time compared to this year. That would be the only kind of metric that we could get. But even then, we still don't know if they're here just because they like to be at Rogers Campground or if they're here because of ForkFest. So, because there's no central control. There's no ticket sales. And that's
right.
Awesome, which means the
it's
cost
great.
Is lower,
yeah.
Right? Like, for the price of a ticket at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, well, that would buy you a couple nights on a campsite or at least probably feed you for the whole weekend here. Like, I just spent $5 worth of cryptocurrency on the food that I ate today, and I'm full. It was good. So what's a Porcupine Freedom Festival ticket cost? Like, $80 or something like that? Maybe even
I thought
more?
It was closer to, like, $200.
Yeah, 80?
That's VIP. That's a VIP ticket.
No, I don't know. I think 80 was via
pre-sale?
Very early thing. Because I remember I saw the prices for it recently, and I forget exactly what it was, but it was insane. I can't imagine anyone in their right mind paying for it.
Well, sometimes
luckily I've never had to pay for mine.
Right on.
Good for you.
I heard they'll throw you out if you don't have a pass, though.
Well, I'm usually
you're
a speaker.
You're a vendor. Oh, a speaker.
Fest.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So they comp you.
Right.
I got you. But, yeah, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is a fine event. It's just a different event, and it attracts a bit of a different crowd. They'll be coming up after ForkFest ends. That starts on Tuesday. ForkFest ends officially on Tuesday morning. Technically, Monday is the last full day of ForkFest. So you still have time to come out and join us. Also, other people sell other things here. I saw Michael Gordon, who's Angie, our Wednesday night co-host's husband. He says he's going to have a fridge set up with just some snacks in it.
Nice.
At some point. So, it might be one of those things where you just kind of leave the money in the, the box and there's nobody there and you just take what, sort of on the honor system. That tends to work out pretty well here because people are honorable, like pretty decent folks that tend to come to this this event. Like, you can leave a nice pair of headphones out or, you can leave things out and come back to it and it's going to be there, most likely. I've never heard of anybody having any kind of theft while they were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival or ForkFest.
And if they did, it seemed to have been the locals who were responsible.
There were some allegations one year that some scuzzy locals did come to ForkFest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival years ago. But another great company that got their start at the Porcupine Freedom Festival was My Magic Mud, and they make a black tooth powder that's made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. Even though it's a black powder, it's actually clinically proven to whiten your teeth, and it's an amazing product. They started here on this, I mean, it wasn't started on this campground, but they really got their feet wet here by marketing to the Liberty community, because they're Liberty-minded folks that are behind that company. And they've had a tremendous success story over the last several years, and now they're back on with Free Talk Live, one of our earlier advertisers way back in the day. They're now available. My Magic Mud is in most health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and even Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle. But there's no reason to go to any of those places when you can just go to MyMagicMud.com and use code FTL20, that's FTL20, like Free Talk Live, FTL20, to get 20% off of your order. And if you order enough, and it's not a very high bar, I don't remember, I feel like it was like 20 bucks worth or something, you order a certain minimum amount, you get free shipping. So save 20%, get free shipping, use code FTL20 over at MyMagicMud.com. As we continue here from ForkFest 2019, we were talking about the Facebook coin that some mega corporations are investing in already with $10 million investments each. Companies like Visa and MasterCard, even Uber, PayPal, allegedly. Now, there's not an official list of these things. This is information that's been leaked out to the Wall Street Journal, and the folks over at Forbes magazine are reporting on it. Let's see here. Let me go on with more of the story. So they are going to tie the I don't want to call it a cryptocurrency. We've already discussed
this. Let's call it a digital token.
The digital token, the Facebook coin, they're trying to tie it to a so-called basket of world currencies, government monies. The consortium of investors is still fluid in its makeup, according to Forbes, with the Wall Street Journal sources saying the talks are ongoing and the final list of investors may change, but the report maintains the consortium is known as the Libra Association. While a lot of information has made its way to the public about the nature of this Facebook, about this Facebook crypto, there's still a lot of mystery as to how it will be run and governed. The sources state that neither Facebook nor the consortium members will control the currency. Huh?
Well, if not, the U.S. government will directly.
Somebody is going to be in control of this currency. However, there could be cases where some members could operate nodes on the network that underlies the crypto payments network. Which, again, is not crypto. The payments network. I'm going to leave out the word crypto wherever they use it here because it's just not fair. Many are seeing this entry by Facebook into the market, the currency market, as a massive step for the nascent technology. It represents one of the biggest tech companies globally backing a digital, they're claiming, blockchain-based digital currency. Now, look.
It may be blockchain-based. Right. It doesn't necessarily have to be encrypted to utilize blockchain
or
technology.
Or decentralized beyond their servers.
Right.
You can have. That's why a lot of these corporations like Bank of America and other mega corporations are interested in blockchain as a technology. Blockchain, for listeners that don't know, is the technology that backs cryptocurrencies, most of them, like, you know, Bitcoin, for instance.
It's like a bunch of spreadsheet pages where the next spreadsheet page points to the previous one for its data.
It's a decentralized spreadsheet where it's not all located in one place. It's distributed. It's all over the world. There's copies of the Bitcoin blockchain in thousands of places, so it can't be fraud. The books can't be cooked. You can't be defrauded. We'll talk more about blockchain and how any company can use it for their benefit, but just because you're using a blockchain doesn't mean you have a cryptocurrency. More in moments on Free Talk Live. You can join us at ForkFest. Go to ForkFest.party.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Friday, while delivering remarks on expanding health care coverage options for small businesses and workers, the president says the U.S. will never become a socialist country.
Socialist health care,
would crush American workers with higher taxes, long wait times, and far worse care. Their plan would eliminate Medicare as we know it and terminate the private health insurance of 180 million Americans and even more than that now. On my watch, we will never let that happen. We will never be a socialist country.
A Dayton, Ohio man was sentenced to 15 years in prison for trying to join ISIS. The man was convicted last year on charges of conspiracy and attempting to aid a terrorist organization. Prosecutors say the Jordanian citizen hatched a plot to fly to Syria and train with ISIS. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live at ForkFest 2019. You can go to ForkFest.party to learn more about the event as it happens here. And, of course, if you can't make it out this year, it's going to happen again next year, except next year the plan, and of course it's decentralized, so if some people want to, you know, fork fest and do a pre-ForkFest and a post-ForkFest, previously the last few years, and this year included, ForkFest has happened before as a lead-in to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Well, Steven Zeiler from AnyPay.Global, who arguably, if you want to say ForkFest had a founder, it could be said to be Steven and the guys from AnyPay. But there's an argument there. Anyway, he said that he thought it would be better, and Rich Paul independently also came up with this idea, and he's kind of one of the originals as well, the idea of doing it after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And the concept being that, you know, we're expecting that ForkFest is going to surpass the Porcupine Freedom Festival at some point. Might not be this year. Might not be next year. We don't know, you know, what it's going to, you know, how it's going to grow. But the idea is, like, this year...
It is definitely growing, though.
Yes, it is. There's food available on the second day this year, and it wasn't available last year. It wasn't available till like Sunday or Saturday morning, and then it was only burritos in the mornings. But anyway, ForkFest is going to come after the Porcupine Freedom Festival next year. So that's going to bring a few different benefits, right? So one, it might be a little warmer because it'll be 2 weeks from now instead of this week. So it'll actually be like the first week of summertime instead of the second to last week of spring. So it'll be a little bit warmer.
Always a good thing.
Yeah. And then also it'll be after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which means instead of leading into it, we'll benefit from all the people that are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival who might want to stay some extra time and continue to stay on Rogers Campground but then not have to pay for a ticket for the, you know, next several days. And plus, this year, ForkFest is now a major sponsor of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And when Roger Paxton shows up, who's the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, he usually does a show or two with us here. He's a great guy, host of the Lava Flow podcast. When he shows up, we'll talk more about that whole situation and how ForkFest ended up becoming a sponsor of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is kind of funny because ForkFest came out of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's what it forked from, right. And now it is the gold-level sponsor. It's sponsoring the VIP tent. And when I say it, there's not like an organization. It's one guy, right? Like Chris Wade from Think Penguin, he decided to put up, you know, the money to sponsor, you know, so
on behalf of ForkFest, right. Which you can do as well.
Right, anybody could, yeah. Right?
If you say, hey, I'm ForkFest, here's some money.
Right, if you wanted to go buy radio ads in Lancaster to promote ForkFest with your money, you could do that. Nobody would be able to tell you you couldn't. Right, so that's what happened here. And so some people were even surprised when the news came out that ForkFest is sponsoring ForkFest, because, again, some people are not happy with the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Some people would have opposed it, right? If they had a chance to vote on this, they would have voted it down because they were mad at the Free State Project or whatever, and you shouldn't spend money. People were saying you shouldn't give, you know, because I might have given some money to this, but, you know, some people were saying you shouldn't give money to the Free State Project. They kicked you out of their event, which is something that happened a few years ago. I'm allowed now to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but I am not invited to, so they can't, like, extend an invitation to me, but I could buy a ticket and be there. I'm not going to.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
But I could if I wanted. So anyway, it's now a sponsor, and we've got these cool, I don't have them with me at the table, but I'll show you later. There's these cool, like, giveaways that we're going to put in the Porcupine Freedom Festival bags, because every attendee, because it's centrally organized, they've got, like, bags that they give away to, you know, all the attendees, because they're paying money, you know, there's stuff in there, advertisements or whatever. But have you ever gotten one of these bags at one of these festivals?
Usually little stickers. Last year, they gave away a little Bean Cash paper wallet.
Yeah, right. So, like, usually
Chapstick
promotional items,
Coke Brothers,
stuff that people want to get into your hands to have you look at, right? But it's almost always flyers.
Yeah.
Right. So how many people have been to a conference, whether it be the Porcupine Freedom Festival or some other cryptocurrency conference or whatever, you get one of these goodie bags, how many people sort it over the trash can? I know I do.
Yeah.
Just throw them right in the trash, almost everything in that bag. There's almost never anything worth looking at. So Johnson Rice, who is our Tuesday night co-host on Free Talk Live, he came up with an idea for the like, because Chris's sponsorship, he gets a bag insert. That's part of when you sponsor the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you get an insert in that bag. So Johnson came up with he found this item online. It's like a spoon, fork, knife camping combo thing. And it's made out of, like, super hard plastic. And it's, like, you can have it in different colors, and it can have printing on it. So you can have, like, a custom print on this thing. Now, they're not cheap,
right,
but they're nice. And they're not a flyer. And it's something that's useful because you're at a campground.
Yeah.
You know, people are serving food all over the place. You can use your own utensil that has a knife on it, which is convenient. It's also a fork and it's a spoon. And it's got forkfest.party emblazoned right across the unit, which I think is really cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah. I think it's going to be one of those things that people are going to... I think some people are going to keep it because...
Oh, yeah.
It's a nice product. It's not like a... you know, flimsy plastiware thing. It's going to be an upgrade from anything you get at most of the people selling food here, because they're just going to have the plastic forks or sporks or whatever. This is like a hard plastic, nice thing. You can wash it, you can keep it, and
not destroy the environment as you eat.
If you're into environmental stuff, it's going to help with that too. So, and it's like one of those environmentally friendly companies that manufactures it in California too. So, like, they're totally into that. So that's going to happen this year at ForkFest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So everybody's going to have in their bag a really nice item that's going to be emblazoned with ForkFest.party on it, and then they're going to go to that website, hopefully, and they're going to learn more about ForkFest if they hadn't heard of anything. We've also got Ernie Hancock this year, who is the host of Declare Your Independence. He has created a ForkFest t-shirt.
Nice.
So there's never been a ForkFest t-shirt before. This year there is. And he's got, like, a bunch of pre-orders for it. So a lot of the people are going to be from ForkFest are going to be wearing ForkFest t-shirts while they attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Plus, Chris Wade bought ForkFest banners that he's going to be hanging up. And ForkFest already has banners that are going to be hanging up on the VIP tent because of the VIP sponsorship. So the people attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, if they haven't heard of ForkFest before they show up, they're going to know about it by the time they leave.
Well, then having it afterward next year is perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah, perfect timing.
Yeah. So that's the idea, is we'll do the branding this year, but they can't go this year because it's too late. By the time they learn about it this year, it'll be too late. But when they go to the website, they'll learn that next year ForkFest will come after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So then if they're planning to come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, they can just plan to stay a few extra days afterwards. And we're also talking about extending ForkFest to a full week.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
I love it.
Because that's the way the Porcupine Freedom Festival used to be. It used to be a full week-long event, and it is no longer. They've cut it down to a five-day event.
Right.
So we would then be sort of taking that old positioning of being a full week. We wouldn't start on Thursday. We would start on a Monday, because the Porcupine Freedom Festival ends on a Sunday. So we'd wait till the next day to officially start, and then
we would end the following Sunday.
We'd end the following Sunday.
Beautiful. Sounds great.
I think it's going to work out really well. I'm excited about it. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to have you guys here. And it's a great group of people so far. People are hanging out here today. We got folks chilling here at the campsite, and I think it's going to be a good second night here. You got lawnmowers in the background. I mean, we really are outdoors here at Rogers Campground, and they do keep the lawns well maintained. There's got to be a lot of mowing going on here. I mean, they've got to be constantly mowing, like every day, basically. So, let's see. What were we saying about Facebook? We were talking about, what is the blockchain? This is going to happen. We're going to go off on tangents. We do that on Free Talk Live anyway, but it's going to be even more tangential as we're out here, especially as drugs start getting mixed into people's experiences more often, during the day and all that. I'll be responsible, though. I probably won't be doing drugs before the show.
Likewise, I mean, as long as, we're able to actually broadcast Call to Freedom from here, then I will keep it level throughout the day.
I'm hoping we can. We're going to test it today. Yeah. If we can finish this in time, we're going to test it, because it's so easy to get distracted and have conversations with folks. And we're putting our nose to the grindstone. We're doing talk radio here. Then we can hang out. You can join us. Go to forkfest.party. We got more coming up on cryptocurrency, the so-called Facebook coin, and more. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at Porkfest 2019. Joining you here, it's Ian.
How are
you?
And Vincent.
Vincent, the host of Questioning Authority, which is going to have a special show, I believe, tonight. That you recorded earlier this week.
Well, tonight's Friday.
It is airing Friday and Saturday. I'm airing your show as a refeed on Friday and live on Saturday, but since you're not going to probably be live on Saturday, I just loaded it up before Friday, so that way the same show's actually going to run both Friday and Saturday night. And that's on LRN.FM. You can check him out there. Aria, the host of Call to Freedom, may or may not be live today. We haven't tested the remote live equipment yet. That's what I'm hoping to do after we finish recording this, so you may be able to hear her at LRN.FM live on Friday, but by the time you hear this, it'll be past that time. So you may be able to hear her Monday on LRN.FM live, or maybe sometime this weekend. You said you might want to do a Saturday show, so we'll see about that.
I mean, if the internet is there and I'm not tripping.
Well, that would be an interesting show if you were.
It would be. It would be an enjoyable one, I think.
So we're here at ForkFest. It is at Rogers Campground. It's a beautiful day, by the way. The sun is out. The temperature is nice. Nice breeze passing through here. We've got a good group of folks. I can't even quite see behind me. Is it like 10 people here?
A dozen.
Yeah, there's like a lot of people just hanging out, which is cool. This is what happens here at ForkFest. There's no fancy big name speaker on a stage somewhere. It's just people on a campground doing what they want to do. Now, there's still a lot of construction going on. If you're just tuning in, the guys from AnyPay.Global have a massive 30-foot diameter geodesic dome that they're putting together. It's their first time building something like that. I've never built one before. Some of us went to help them out last night. They've been at it all day today.
You can see it from here.
How's it coming along? I'm not facing
that
direction.
They built it taller so far than I've seen in their previous attempts, so it looks like it's coming together.
It's coming along. Nice. I'm thinking they're going to have that done for tonight, and if so, then Stephen from AnyPay is going to be DJing every night, playing electronic music here and having basically thrown a rave every single night.
Oh, it's going to be great.
I'm looking forward to it.
As am I.
And then, of course, the big gay dance party that'll culminate after nights of, just throwing sort of dance music parties. They're going to do the ultimate party, which is the big gay dance party, where some people will get dressed up or dressed down, and they will be having a good old time in that dome. The Alt Expo folks have not yet come to set up. I heard they ended up having trouble with their tent. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. But that doesn't matter because, whether one group or not does or doesn't show up, we're still here. And there's still a bunch of people yet to come. Again, it's still early. We're not even to the halfway point here. We've got five broadcasts we're going to do. This is number two. And you can join us. Go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event. There's a Telegram chat that's very busy at this point with dozens of participants. There's the ForkFest forum. There's even a calendar. All this stuff is unofficial because it's all decentralized and nobody is truly in charge. So, speaking of things that are not decentralized, we're going to talk more about this Facebook coin that the media has been dubbing a cryptocurrency. Now, look, if you want a real cryptocurrency, there's a bunch of them out there from which you can choose. There's, of course, the original Bitcoin, BTC. There's Ethereum. There's Monero. There's Ripple. There's Stellar. There's Bitcoin Cash. There's Dash. There's Zcash. There's a ton of these things out there. And a lot of them are
probably thousands at this point.
There are at least a couple thousand listed on CoinMarketCap alone. Now, the bigger, more important ones are available in the Edge wallet. Edge wallet is the best cryptocurrency wallet, in my opinion, and that is not something they're paying me to say. I wouldn't say it if it weren't true to me. It's the wallet that I use more so than any other wallet. Just used it today, actually, to receive a couple of payments for some two-way radios that I'm selling here on the campground. And folks paid in Dash, but I could have taken Bitcoin Cash or several others because Edge supports a bunch of cryptos. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, and it's user-controlled. You're in charge of your own money, unlike the Facebook coin where they're going to be in charge. If Facebook wants to block you from their system, they're going to block you from it. If Facebook wants to freeze your account, just like PayPal, they're going to freeze your account. Why do you think PayPal got involved? Why do you think Visa and MasterCard are involved? They don't want to be involved in something where you have control. And Edge gives you control of your money, of your cryptocurrencies. They've been building wallets since 2014. Secure your freedom with Edge.app. That's their website. You can download it for iOS and Android, of course, through those associated app stores. But you can also go to their website and learn more and download it through Edge.app. As we continue here talking about this Facebook coin that is... It's going to be a mess. It's going to be bad news for the people who use it. But ultimately, will it be bad news for cryptocurrency?
I think they would like it to be. But I think the ideological roots of cryptocurrency are strong enough that they can't squeeze out those roots.
And when you say the ideological roots, what do you mean?
I mean, an individual should be able to control their own livelihoods, their own financial investments, their own financial holdings. And of course, the entire system that we've had since 1913 has been all about you not actually controlling it.
Right.
You can hold it temporarily, but ultimately you're not the one in charge.
Well, that was one of the major paradigm shifts of Bitcoin. Satoshi Nakamoto, the anonymous creator of Bitcoin. Did you want to say something?
Not so anonymous anymore.
What do you mean?
It's just a Craig Wright joke.
Oh, you're joking about the guy who's claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto but has never proven the fact that, or the claim, that he is Satoshi Nakamoto.
No, and as far as I can tell, he's basically proven that he isn't.
By doing, like, suing people in court and all that? Like,
well, that, and by attempting to say, hey, look, these are the first 70 blocks of Bitcoin that I mined, and it turns out that, you know, the other person, one other person who actually mined one of those blocks was not mined by Satoshi. It was mine using different software. And he came forward and was like, no, that's actually mine. My wallet, and I can prove it.
Right, because somebody who has a cryptocurrency wallet can prove it cryptographically by signing a statement with the wallet, and then you know for a fact that that person has that wallet under their control. And Craig Wright has never done that, ever.
No, and it would take him 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly, if he were actually Satoshi Nakamoto. But anyway, the idea of the ideological concepts. Satoshi Nakamoto released this thing anonymously, so like it had anonymity sort of in its founding, to allow you to have control over your money to where you're not asking permission from anybody. If you want to create a cryptocurrency wallet, you just go and download one of them. You don't have to use Edge Wallet. There's a bunch of them out there. There are a lot of different crypto wallets, and almost all of them are completely free, and many of them are open source, not all of them, however. And you download a wallet, and you get rolling. You don't have to sit down and fill out a form. You don't have to sit in front of some banker.
There's
who looks
no approval
at ID.
Process.
Right. You don't have to ask permission. And these companies like Visa and MasterCard, they want you to beg them. And if you don't appease them, and if you don't appease the government, they can freeze your accounts. No one can freeze your Bitcoin account unless you're using like a Coinbase where they control your Bitcoin account. Because there are some companies who, I'm putting this in quotes, make it easy.
Yeah, do not keep your cryptocurrency on an exchange. Even if you buy it on an exchange,
right.
Immediately move it off.
Right. Put it into your wallet like Edge Wallet or one of the others out there. Back to the story here about Facebook coin. Again, mega companies investing in this thing. It's going to be launched very soon. It'll be for users sometime in 2020, but it's going to supposedly start, whatever that means, next week.
Well, I mean, the cryptocurrency was essentially invented to fight the financial system.
Right.
Did we expect them to not fight back?
Great point.
Because that's all this is.
This is what they're doing. This is a big effort on their part.
They're trying to use their already entrenched power system, their already entrenched reach, in order to squeeze out the actual cryptocurrencies that were designed to fight them. And I don't think it'll be successful.
I hope it won't. And at the very least, I don't think it will kill cryptocurrencies. I think that cryptocurrencies...
It may, in fact, help them.
It may. And that may, back, it may backfire.
Yeah, cryptocurrency isn't so unusual. After all, Facebook is using it, but I don't want Facebook coin.
No.
I'm just going to buy Bitcoin, the one that people are always talking about.
Plus, as you pointed out, Facebook coin isn't going to go up in value. They're tying it to government money.
Now, how does this work in relation to their latest policy? And they may have reversed the system where you can't advertise cryptocurrency or crypto-related services on Facebook.
I suspect they're not going to reverse that at all. Why would they?
No, so you may end up trying to, you know, hashtag Bitcoin something. Oh, your account's been deactivated for promoting cryptocurrency.
Well,
they do have the power
to
do that.
If that's what it takes to get you off of Facebook, then okay, let them ban you.
Sure.
Just get out of there.
I would agree, but they may attempt to use this power to promote their coin exclusively and to actively attack people who are promoting actual cryptocurrencies.
If they, what they're likely going to do, I'll make this prediction, is when you want to buy advertising with Facebook, you'll get a discount if you pay with Facebook coin.
Yeah.
You can pay with MasterCard or, you know, Visa or, you know, your bank account or whatever, but if you use Facebook coin, you'll get 5% or 10% or
something. That's what most of the crypto vendors here do.
Right.
I mean, and most of the crypto vendors in Keene, you'll automatically get a 5% or 10% discount.
Well, that's thanks to AnyPay. That's AnyPay that's doing that. Just so you know.
Well, I'm talking about like Route 101s.
Route 101 goods. That's the exception. That's not most.
They're the only ones.
Route 101 will give you, that's Chris Reitman, our co-host. Right. He gives 5% off every sale. So if you were to use AnyPay to pay at Route 101, you'd not only get 5% off the price of the sale, but then you get an extra 10% back if you pay with Dash or Bitcoin Cash, as long as Dash Back and Bitcoin Cash are active. And sometimes they're on, sometimes they're off with AnyPay. So there's not a guarantee that you'll get that back. But Chris is the only one who gives a consistent 5% discount for everything purchased with crypto in his store.
Will did it here at ForkFest when he was here,
sure,
but he was selling food. So.
And I'd love to see that happen more often, but that takes a real, like, crypto fanatic to run a business, and most of the business owners, they're kind of interested, but they're not fanatics. They're not spending time researching cryptocurrency.
It's a simple business decision when you look at the trends of cryptocurrency. If I have to take
Hold that thought. We're going to continue. Remember to come back to it, because we got more coming up in Hour 3 here at ForkFest 2019. It's Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.